Welcome to More Than a Few Words, a marketing conversation for business owners. This is your host, Lorraine Ball. And over the years, we've talked about the buyer's journey. We've talked about the process that somebody starts as a random stranger and moves through your system until they come out the other end as a customer or a raving fan. But maybe that's not really what the journey is all about. My guest today, Janet Falk, PhD, is a communication professional with more than 30 years of experience in-house as a consultant and at public relations agencies. As chief strategist at Falk Communications and Research, she advises executives, consultants, and attorneys at small firms and with a solo practice on media relations and marketing communications to attract new clients, remain top of mind with prior clients, keep in touch with referral sources, and achieve business goals. Janet, welcome to the show.
Lorraine, I'm very happy to be here and talk marketing with you and your audience.
I am delighted to have you, and I'm really excited because as we were getting ready for the show, you know, we were comparing notes on the buyer's journey, and you suggested that perhaps you have a contrarian view of the process. And so I'm intrigued to dive into how you view the buyer's journey.
Lorraine, thank you. I definitely have a contrarian view. The buyer's journey, in most instances, positions the buyer passively, sitting in their chair and receiving the material that the professional or the vendor is distributing to them. Now, in what I call the confirmation process, the buyer has an active role. Now, someone lands on your website or on your LinkedIn profile, and you don't know how they got there, do you?
No, I honestly don't, but I do hope they'll stay once they get there.
So how is it that they got there? Was it through internet search or LinkedIn search? Was it that they heard about you from someone else or someone sent them a newsletter that they received because they are a subscriber of yours? Did they hear you at a workshop or a webinar or maybe on a podcast? You don't know how it was that you came to their attention unless you had a link in a digital ad or a link that you gave out somehow that you can track that they landed on a specific landing page. Would you agree?
For the most part, I would say that's pretty accurate. Now, if you're lucky during the conversations you have, obviously you're going to get some feedback. But at the beginning of the conversation, you don't know how somebody found you. So now, what do I do? Because I don't know how they got there, so I really am not quite sure what they're looking for.
That's exactly right. And from my perspective, there's three steps in the confirmation process. Now, the first step is to confirm, are you the Lorraine Ball? Are you the Janet Falk, the one that they heard about? Because I looked up Lorraine Ball on the internet and I found that there's a couple of college professors with that name. And Janet Falk, I met her. She lives in the same town as my sister. So they want to confirm that you are the one that they heard about. Now, how can they do that? Well, the first thing that a professional can do to confirm that they are the one is they have their photo up there. Because if they met you or if they saw something about you, they can recognize that this is the same photo. And another thing is your bio. Your bio is the most read page on any website. So you want to make sure that you have confirming details in your bio. And then your website content in general will show that, yes, you talk about marketing or you talk about public relations. So you are the one that they heard about. Are you with me so far, Lorraine?
Far. So yes, I've got all my pieces in place. So my prospect knows they're in the right place, but I still don't know how they found me.
Right. And you're very likely not going to find that out, in all honesty. Now, here's the second step. The prospect wants to confirm, do you have the experience and the skills and the background to address their situation? whatever that situation might be. Now, how you as a professional can confirm this for the prospect is you have the content on your website where you talk about the industry or you talk about the strategy that you bring to the table. You have case studies. You might have a list of your clients so that they might recognize a name that's in their industry or someone that they've heard of before. You can have newsletters and reports. All of this will confirm that you have the experience, the education, the background, the skills that you can help the person, whatever their situation might be. So let's recapitulate. First, they have confirmed you are the Lorraine Ball, the Janet Fault, the one that they heard about. And second, they can confirm that you have the experience and the background that they will understand whatever your situation might be. How are we doing?
I think we're doing really well. So really, a lot of the initial content that you put out there as a subject matter expert is to reassure that prospect that they have come to the right place, to make them comfortable, to learn more, to begin this journey with you.
Right, right. Exactly right. Now, here's the third step, okay? Because you have said all this about yourself, right? But what is it that other people say about you? How can they confirm that you are that same person that you say you are? And what the professional does to confirm this in the mind of the buyer is they have testimonials and recommendations. They show that they are actively teaching the audience by giving webinars, workshops. They publish articles. They are quoted in the news media and so on. So now it's not just what you say about yourself. It's the fact that you are recognized by others who are in that same industry or in that same profession. So now we have confirmed the three steps, right? You are the one, you have the background, and others say, yes, this is an authoritative person that you can rely on to help you with whatever your situation might be. Have I persuaded you, Lorraine, this is an alternative approach?
I think it is a great start. I'm going to give you the back and forth because one of the things that I think people struggle with when, as the consultant, they focus too much on this first part, what they miss is, what is that customer really looking for? Am I talking about my expertise building doorknobs when they want shoelaces? And so I think this is an important piece of it, but how do you tie that together? This is what you do. And oh, by the way, what is it that you need and how do we match those? Because to me, that's the other half of that buyer's journey.
Right. I understand. And we are in agreement here. I often say it's not about me. It is about you. Okay. And you is the person on the other side of the table. Right? You is the person who is looking for a resource, or you is the referral who can mention your name and your services to someone else who has that particular need. So your website content should be not, I'm so great and I do this and so on and so forth, but it should say, you need this. You are concerned about this. Clients say this about the work that we do together. So it's always talking about the situation from the perspective of the potential buyer in the framework of you say this and clients do this, because then the person reading whatever content it is, whether it's your website or your workshop or your article, your newsletter, clients will then identify. And as a result, they will confirm that you have the goods.
Absolutely. And perhaps we're not as far apart as maybe I thought we were in the beginning. I see a lot of overlap between the customer-focused buyer's journey and the confirmation process, that when somebody gets into your funnel, they have to confirm you're the one, confirm you've got the expertise, and confirm that there is social proof from others saying what a great job you did. Janet, this is great. Thank you.
My pleasure. I'm glad we were able to have this conversation.
Me too. And If you've enjoyed Janet's comments, if you are curious about what a strategic communication session with Janet could be like, she's offered a free 30-minute consultation to assess your communication activity and online presence. And she guarantees two ideas at the end of the session. There'll be a link in the show notes. I hope you'll take advantage of it. Janice, thank you for sharing that with my audience.
My pleasure, Lorraine.
If you've enjoyed today's conversation, if you'd like to find other resources for your business, be sure to check out our toolbox. Look for MTFW wherever you listen to podcasts. This has been another episode of More Than a Few Words. Thanks for listening.